The next patient is David Hoskins. The last name is Hoskens. David. It's a clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD at stage 4. Period, despite the fact that we have changed him to a low-sodium diet, a protein a restriction, and the limitation of the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, this patient continued to deteriorate the kidney function. In the laboratory workup that was done, on April the 23rd of 2024, the serum creatinine is 4.7, the BUN is 50, and the estimated GFR is 12. This patient has a proteinuria that is more than 10 grams. Period. After the explanation regarding the different modalities of therapy, he prefers to do peritoneal dialysis. We have contacted the home therapist, and the nurse in charge of the program is going to get in contact with Mr. Hoskins. Do the home visit, and if the patient is suitable for peritoneal dialysis, she will be referred to surgery for the placement of the peritoneal catheter. Following number, the patient has hyperkalemia. This hyperkalemia has been present in the past. The patient has been instructed about the low potassium diet, but he continues to have this potassium of 5.6. For that reason, we are going to give him a Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, 5 grams on daily basis, and continue with the low potassium diet. The risks involve and associated to the hyperkalemia were discussed once again. Following number, nephrotic syndrome that is very aggressive. The patient has an albumin that is down to 3.4. That's how aggressive this nephrotic syndrome is at this point. Following number, the patient has a history of hydronephrosis in the past. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, hypertension that is under control. We are going to reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup.